Well, I'm not going to go too into the statistics because I think you've probably all heard them about 100 times in the last 4 days. But my presentation is on a project that is related to our CDC grant / cooperative agreement. Prevent Blindness America is in our fifth and final year of the cooperative agreement. And as a result of the grant, we were to design an adult vision loss and prevention program with different components in it. These are some of the highlights of the overall program. This isn't all of the major projects that came out of it, but some of the things that we tend to talk about the most. The first is the affiliate vision projects, which I'll go into, which is the main thing I'm going to talk about today. Another thing that we've done is put on symposiums and seminars designed for both public health professionals and also the general public. We've created an online data collection system for use by our affiliates and our partners, so those that we might train to do vision screening or other types of activities. We work with the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors. Actually, when we began working with them, they were just the Chronic Disease Directors, CDD. Now they're NACDD. A couple big projects that came out of that, one was a seven-state assessment to see what states are doing in terms of vision within their health departments and related public health agencies. And then a follow-up to that was to create some recommendations for states to get vision and eye health activities more on the map within their states. And the final thing is the primary care project. It's our goal to try to get primary care providers to be more aware of vision issues in their patients and try to direct them and refer them on to optometry and ophthalmology as needed. So talking a little bit about the basics of the affiliate projects, these were three-year projects. We were looking for them to be comprehensive and that they really kind of designed a program that could address multiple tactics. So, for example, doing some public and professional education while also addressing adult vision screening type things. These are all adult-based, so while there may be some children that were addressed through the program, for the most part, they were adults, targeting adults 40 years and over. Although in the beginning, our three affiliates addressed more of the 65 and up population, and then they moved towards 40 and up. They were three-year projects. I'm going to just discuss the first three-year projects, which is our Georgia, Ohio, and Tennessee affiliate. We also have seven other projects that are in progress. Actually, three of them are wrapping up, and the four will wrap up in the fifth and final year this year. So these projects focused on trying to identify adults that were at high need of eye care, trying to identify vision problems, and the affiliates all used similar tactics, but they had their own project design. And they followed the Prevent Blindness Certified Adult Vision Screening Protocol. A big piece of this, as we all know in public health, was to foster collaboration. These three affiliates are very good at collaborating with others anyway, but as we're seeing with some of the other affiliates, it's really been beneficial. These grant awards have really been beneficial to help them foster those relationships in their communities and within their states. And these three projects, their project period ended as of December 31st of 06, and we are going to be taking a look at them as a part of our overall program evaluation for the CDC grant. So the first one is Prevent Blindness to Georgia, and they worked with their with the Atlanta Regional Commission and the Area Agencies on Aging. Their objective was to develop a comprehensive program to educate staff about aging eye disease, as well as promote self-sustaining vision clinics within the senior centers through the AAA. The first thing they did was they wanted to train the staff on vision issues, both do education, seminars, as well as offer vision screening training as if they wanted it. Then they offered vision clinics free of charge at the centers, the senior centers within the ARC, a select number. And these vision clinics, to explain a little bit about how Georgia did this, they offered educational materials to the clients, but they did a vision screening, and then on-site, if there was indeed a problem, they referred the client on, and they had eye doctors, both volunteer as well as some paid, to provide a follow-up eye exam right there on the spot. Here is a picture, might be kind of fuzzy, of an actual clinic going on. So there's the screening, and then there was another piece with the follow-up eye exam and also eyeglasses. They did their project in two phases. They really wanted to show the benefit to the senior centers and to the agency, the aging offices. So the first phase was through their sub-grant funding. They supported all of these vision clinics and one or more of the centers within that particular area. And then the second phase was to try to influence the AAAs to secure funding to do future clinics. And I have some information on, it gets a couple slides down, of how many of them are kind of actually working on that. These are just basic results of their three-year project. So as you can see, 48 individuals were trained to do vision screening, and that includes the senior center staff. They held a total of 46 vision clinics. They were able to secure 87 eye care providers to donate their time and or services. There were 723 adults served, which means some of them may not have been screened. They might have just been talked to or given educational materials. And 611 participants received an eye exam, which means that many at least received a screening. Interestingly enough, you can see how many of them needed eyeglasses. And then 187 were referred on for further services. So just a snapshot of the first pilot, this Prevent Blindness Georgia project. They were able to raise awareness about age-related eye disease within both the senior center as well as the senior center's service population. By providing a vision clinic, you know, free of charge and facilitating the coordination of it and all that, it motivated staff to try to seek funds for them to either do it themselves or invite the affiliate to come back and do it for them. And funding was secured for more than 15 additional clinics as of December, or as of about February last year. So that hopefully has grown by now. And many of the centers really, like, this was a huge benefit. They had great turnouts, and the clients really appreciated the service. So they're becoming an annual event. Moving on to Prevent Blindness Ohio. Their project was a little bit different, as you'll see in the numbers further on. They took a different approach in that they really wanted to target primary care providers and train them in both an adult vision screening as well as highly utilizing their modified adult vision risk assessment form, which is heavy on picking up glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy. And they also worked very closely with select federally qualified health centers to provide eye care within the centers. So what did they do? They worked with providers to implement the adult risk assessment form as part of their primary health care process. They established an eyeglass dispensary at one of the clinics within the federally qualified health centers. And they were looking to find out what's the best way to reach these populations, to get the message out, and to get them to appropriate eye care. Here is a picture of the actual eyeglass dispensary. The results, so they were able to train a very large number of adult care providers, and these are typically your staff within the primary care offices. As far as the sets of adult vision screening equipment, they did distribute 175 sets, which is a huge distribution, but They don't use the machines. They use the charts and that sort of thing. So they were able to do it on a much more economic, friendly basis, whereas most of our affiliates use machines only. And they trained 27 primary care providers to use their new modified adult risk assessment tool. So as you can see, the results are much larger. They were able to reach thousands of people as a result of the wide distribution of equipment and training. They were able to help with obtaining a full-time optician and an optical assistant. And they established an externship program, which has been really helpful in achieving optometric care for these clients that needed follow-up in that neighborhood. As a result, 1,538 pairs of eyeglasses were given out at the dispensary. They established their vision care outreach program. And they, as you can see, these are the numbers for both Ohio and Georgia, and you'll see with Tennessee, these are the numbers that we receive in terms of who got follow-up, but it's hard to always know, to always get the follow-up information back from the doctors for several reasons. So as a result, their pilot informed us about that working with primary care is definitely something that is on within our priorities, and in working with the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors, we are identifying that it's very important, and it really allows you to reach a large number of people and get them to the appropriate care. If you utilize your partnerships and through collaboration, you can establish more services, vision-related services at the FQHCs. And they just were really able to capitalize on their local contacts in order to set up some of these great services for the neighborhood clientele. Another thing was, just being able to offer the services within the health center meant you didn't have to worry about going back out and getting the people to come back in and worry about whether or not they've already moved and that sort of thing. So the third project is Prevent Blindness Tennessee's Senior Site Outreach Clinics. They had already had the framework for their SSO project, but this was actually, they decided to make it a little bit more expansive and target a specific population. So they too offered public and professional education on age-related eye disease. They trained both health department and federally qualified health centers personnel to do their risk assessment form. They were much more successful in working with the federally qualified health centers than any of the other partners that they approached. They provided adult vision screenings, and they too offered a clinic setting, but it was in a different it was a different setup in that they actually had to have people come back for the clinic if they were being referred. So the clinics were held at three FQHCs, and they have a very select criteria for people who are able to receive the senior site outreach vision exam. So if the person was not eligible for various reasons to come back to the clinic, they tried to work with them in achieving follow-up through either other local providers or other programs or national programs such as Eye Care America. And all participants were invited to come back to obtain low-cost eyeglasses. So here's a picture of vision screening going on at one of the clinics. As a result, this is really interesting. I didn't know what this meant. When I received their report, they said they had trained 12 telephone pioneers. And I said, what's a telephone pioneer? He said, well, we have this great little group of, I think they're like Bell South or just maybe Bell telephone retirees who got involved and do vision screenings for them. So they wanted to be a part of this project. So they were trained to conduct vision screenings. I think you saw one of them in the picture before. They held 23 screening events and then 11 follow-up eye exam clinics. They served a total of 876 adults, and that includes vision screenings as well as public education. As you can see, they screened 664 and 627 were referred, so it's a very high number. and they were able to confirm that 525 received an eye exam. Of that, 149 were through the follow-up program that they offer. They confirmed 331 received eyeglasses, so about half. And they were only able to confirm about 31 people as far as diagnoses and treatment. So trying to identify the follow-up treatment and that sort of thing is always a struggle, something we are definitely working on. So there, as a result, their pilot, just coordinating the services, they really had in the front end, they had to really figure out who the best target was, and they identified it was the FQHCs. In order to make sure that they don't stretch the resources, they had to develop eligibility criteria for the follow-up clinics. And it's very important for us and other community groups to know what other resources are out there. So they utilized their Eye Care America and other programs to get the Time Vision USA was able to help too. And they were able to get some success with having eye doctors provide exams at their clinics. So this is just a result of three of the projects of our five-year cooperative agreement. We're hoping that we can take all of the projects, I think there's a total of seven or eight, and look at different trends and take pieces of them and develop a best practices guide for our affiliates as well as other organizations and partner groups out there. One thing that just is always, we always hear is these services are just in high demand, and by doing these adult vision screenings, it just really identifies how many gaps in provider care and access there are out there, as well as the insurance problem. That's it. Any questions? Of course. As for the last two projects, well, they're all three of them address both near and distance visual acuity, as well as visual fields, and then they start off by doing a risk assessment. Our registration form has about half of the page is all just risk assessment questions. So that's, they all pretty much do that, but they just have maybe different methods, whereas Georgia and Tennessee utilize the machines. The FDT and the Optech, Ohio utilized charts and the DeMoto. Sure.
The high number that you have screened and then those who were referred for exam, that percentage seems to be unbelievably high. Would it make more sense just for examination at that point not to go through the screening?
Well, I think the one thing that the screening protocol helps, especially with the clinics, whether it be Georgia that does the clinic right then and there, or Tennessee who calls people back, is it really helps them understand a little bit better. I guess to say that the clients feel like they're really getting a service if they come into the center and they receive a vision screening, and then they go through it all, and they realize, wow, I really do have a problem. I need to go see an eye doctor. I think it makes the reality of the problem, that makes them more aware of it. Yeah, and these are all three of these projects were conducted in highly underserved, large minority populations with, you know, uninsured. So.
I have kind of a technical question, and I don't know if this is something kind of good at work, but just a thing that's come up in the past. I noticed in the first description that you were saying that they comprehend the full eye exam was at no charge. And I've had discussions with students that if you have someone who is receiving Medicare or Medicaid,
I'm not completely certain of the logistics, but I know that when it moved towards more of the, when they identified someone was on Medicare and qualified for the exam or Medicaid, then those people were weeded out. They fell. But a lot of these people were in the 40 and up population too. So they didn't, yeah, they moved quickly towards being more inclusive of the adult population. But that is an interesting concern, and I don't know if any of them slipped some folks through or not. I don't know. The way they would be able to know that is by having all of the follow-up numbers. So that's still in progress. Their glasses. Well, half of them received the glasses, but that there was still half that still needed to get their glasses in the one you're talking about. You're talking about like the 600 and so, yeah, about 330 actually got their glasses, so they came back to pick them out and...
Well, that's the only way you could collect them, so you don't know if the other half actually received them or referred their glasses?
No, it's... To know, yeah, we're still getting information in.